Church congregations across the country have periodically experienced conflict over scripture teaching and LGBT issues. Bloomington Normal is no exception. This year, one of Bloomington's most active congregations, St. John's Lutheran, lost about 10% of its members. GLT's Judy Valente reports on the issue that divided the congregation and the lessons the St. John's experience holds for other Protestant churches.
It's a Sunday morning service at St. John's Lutheran Church in Bloomington. About 200 people gather before a simple, unadorned altar to sing hymns, pray, listen to a sermon, and share communion in a long tradition of Lutheran worship. But something has changed at this sprawling stone church, known for its outreach to youth, the elderly, and the poor. The community of 1,300 is trying to heal. About 100 longtime members left St. John's earlier this year. The issue that divided the congregation? Same-sex marriage. The struggle began when a same-sex couple who had attended the church for years sought to marry there.
You know, they feel St. John's is their home, their church home, and while they had been together as a couple for a number of years, they wanted and desired to be married in their church.
That's Chris Magnuson, president of the St. John's Church Council. The council decided to allow the marriage. The decision sparked an intense debate within the congregation over what Scripture teaches about marriage.
There were certainly many people that are passionate on both sides of the issue, so there was going to be a fallout either way.
Those who left St. John's formed a new congregation, Faith Lutheran Church. They now worship in a meeting room in the Eastland Suites Hotel in Bloomington. The services at both churches are virtually identical. The theology is not.
How did this happen? Faith Lutheran Church of McLean County, how did this even happen?
That's Faith Church's pastor, Brian Gulk, who used to be the senior minister at St. John's. He left St. John's after its council decided to allow same-sex marriage at the church. He's heard here in a Facebook recording of his first sermon to his new congregation.
I'll tell you how it happened. There were a group of people in this community who experienced what Bill Hybels calls holy discontent. You were experiencing the Holy Spirit, and God was calling you to create something new.
Faith Church also broke with the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America, the national association of which St. John's is part. In a 2009 statement called Human Sexuality, Gift, and Trust, the Evangelical Lutheran Church permitted ministers in same-sex relationships to serve the church. The ELCA also leaves it up to individual congregations to decide whether to sanction same-sex marriages.
But we need a church that's different than every other church in the community. Not a church that does the same old, same old.
Faith Church is now part of an association called Lutheran Churches in Mission for Christ. It follows a more conservative theology, including the view that marriage should only be between a man and a woman. Gulk describes the kind of congregation Faith Lutheran aims to be.
We're not just going to read God's word and ponder them. We're not going to just read God's word and think about them. We're not going to just read God's word and consider and say, hey, what do you think? We're going to read God's word and we're going to look each other in the eye and challenge one another to live into these words.
Many in the St. John's congregation see the issue differently. Council President Magnuson says the church wants to send a message of acceptance and inclusion, something St. John's members say is the heart of Christian teaching.
People interpret the Bible differently. There's respect for both points of view in terms of interpretation. Where it's kind of sad to me is where that divides us as Christians at a time when we really need to be reaching out and bringing people into the faith and not let us get pulled down by differences.
The St. John's struggle is not unique. Randy Razy, co-pastor of Calvary United Methodist Church in Normal, says despite decades of debate, homosexuality, same-sex marriage, and gender rights are still hot-button issues in many Protestant churches. The United Methodist Book of Discipline, which sets church teaching, says homosexual activity is, quote, incompatible with the Christian life. The church does not allow same-sex marriage or the ordination of openly gay ministers. Racy says that doesn't mean there's agreement among congregations.
Probably reflective of a lot of churches and denominations. We're torn by this issue, we're divided by this, and the practices aren't all the same, although we all, at least in name, adhere to the same book.
Some United Methodist ministers have performed same-sex marriages in defiance of the rules, and a gay woman married to her same-sex partner was elected a bishop in the United Methodist Church's Western Region last year. The Methodist Church faces a potential turning point in February 2019 when a special commission is scheduled to issue a report on sexual issues. Racy and his wife Debbie, who is co-pastor at Calvary United Methodist, say even they don't agree completely on these issues. Debbie Racy says disagreements over theology are nothing new.
Folks, we can disagree and still care about each other and still love each other. We can talk with one another. And that's what I think that's the message we want to send to everybody. Please don't vilify someone who has a different belief than you. Please to get together and respectfully talk about that.
The St. John's experience holds potential lessons for other congregations. Council member Chris Magnuson says the church spent months deliberating before its governing council made a decision.
A lot of time was spent by council members and congregation members in prayer and discernment and, a very challenging issue, to really think about. You have people's lives who are impacted. And so a lot of thought went into that. And over several months period, was probably 6 to 8 months from the start of the process to when a decision was made.
Magnuson says about 70% of the feedback supported allowing the marriage to take place. Still, it wasn't an easy process. Magnuson says even the 13-member governing council was divided. Some in the congregation were dissatisfied with the council's vote. They demanded the issue be put to a congregation-wide vote. About 500 St. John's members showed up for yet another meeting.
The majority of the congregation, if you were to summarize it, want to be welcoming and inclusive. It's not ours to judge.
The two members eventually wed at St. John's last fall. The couple did not respond to a request for an interview. Many Protestant denominations, like the Lutherans, operate under a decentralized administrative structure. This gives those congregations freedom on a grassroots level, but also opens the door for conflict.
The dilemma that our national church has felt is that they want to be supportive without being intrusive.
Lanny Westfall is now the interim senior pastor at St. John's Lutheran.
They offer resources, they offer study guides. This has been a subject of conversation for about 25 years.
Our lives as Christians are always under construction. God is always straightening us, leveling us, widening our outreach to reach a changing world.
Westfall advises churches facing similar divisions to engage in open and transparent discussion. Westfall says those kinds of deliberations are necessary within congregations, even if they are sometimes painful.
It is very important to have a lot of communication that is open and responsive, that demonstrates both what people are thinking and what the leadership is thinking about things, but also willing to listen to other people in a respectful way, and to have some education, too.
Donations to St. John's have declined about 10%, and the church says it has had to trim its budget, but without curtailing its commitment to mission trips and community programs, such as the Safe Harbor Shelter and the Midwest Food Bank. Faith Church is trying to raise $180,000 in pledges in the coming year to continue ministries for children and the developmentally disabled that its members have been involved in. Magnuson of the St. John's Council says both congregations will face challenges ahead and need time to heal.
Well, there's certainly sadness. I had good friends that left, and you're sad to see that happen. You respect their view, on the issue. And I greatly respect those who might have disagreed with the decision but continue to call St. John's home.
Magnuson recalls that at one time in its history, St. John's was deeply divided over another issue, whether services should be in English or remain in Swedish. The church eventually overcame that conflict. Debbie Reese, the co-pastor of Calvary Methodist, says other churches might see in the St. John's experience a cautionary tale.
It just makes us sad. You know, when any of the churches in town hurt, we hurt. All churches at some point deal with this. And so we are just praying ourselves up for that, all of us.
Westfall, the St. John's pastor, says he is optimistic the congregation will recover from the past year's turmoil. He has extensive experience serving congregations in crisis.
This congregation has a tradition of resiliency. They always make the choice to be more open and welcoming and inclusive, as Chris said. And people are talking about the fact that we want to embrace our identity and we want to let everybody know that there is a place here for them, that the table is big enough to seat everybody who wants to be present.
Brian Goke, the pastor of Faith Lutheran, the church that broke with St. John's, tells his members he wants Faith Church to be known for what it is for, rather than what it is against.
This is going to be a church where discipleship is costly. Doing the hard work of what it means to go out into the world and not be popular, but to roll up our sleeves and get to work.
For the foreseeable future, the two Lutheran congregations seem unlikely to find common ground on sexual issues. They will continue to worship at the same time on Sunday mornings in different parts of town. I'm Judy Valente.
One area where St. John's Faith Lutheran churches do agree is on the importance of children's ministry. Here's the children's choir of St. John's singing the traditional African-American spiritual, Children Go Where I Send Thee.